Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Initially, Oscar Romero was a conservative Catholic, appointed Archbishop of San Salvador, capital of El Salvador, in 1977. In fact, his appointment was considered to be an enormous setback to those in San Salvador who were working for social justice. But Romero's life was transformed when he witnessed the assassination of a priest who was working to politically organize and mobilize a group of rural campesinos, that is, rural farm workers. Reflecting on this assassination, Romero remarked that if this priest was killed for his own work, he must follow that path. That is the path of liberation theology. 2 years later, Romero was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. El Salvador, at the time, was a scene of fierce fighting between various factions and militias, some of them funded by the United States government. Romero especially worked to try to prevent and lessen the human rights violations, the torture, terrorism, disappearances, and civilian killings that accompanied the battle for political control of El Salvador. In his influential sermons, he called on soldiers to disobey orders they were given to violate human rights. As Romero celebrated Mass in 1980, he was gunned down by soldiers who had received their training in the United States School of the Americas. Pope John Paul II opened proceedings in 1977 to beatify Oscar Romero as a saint. But for the people of El Salvador, he is already a saint. As one Jesuit commented, the assassination was a stupid act done by perpetrators who did not foresee its transcendence and how it would weaken, above all, the institution it sought to empower, the Salvadoran military. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.